The sound of boxes opening and papers being counted has filled the Baghdad Expo Center as members of the Higher Electoral Committee count the votes in Iraq's fourth parliamentary election since the 2003 fall of Saddam Hussein. Millions of ballots and hundreds of members of the Electoral Commission are here at the Baghdad Expo to find out just who the country's new parliamentary representatives will be. With Iraqi security on high alert, the April 30th elections went smoothly. This was Iraq's first elections that were held with the help of technologically advanced fingerprint machines and voting cards. Officials have told us they want to make sure that the counting goes on without any problem.
Politicians are not allowed here, but each party has the right to send a representative to monitor the vote counting. For accuracy, we check the number of ballots with the mechanical fingerprints.
This is the second time the votes are counted. They were initially counted on Wednesday at the polling centers. There also will be a third time counting. 37,000 people are working at the Higher Electoral Committee, and the United Nations has played a role for staging successful elections.
UN representatives came 4 days before the elections, and they opened this center for vote counting.
There will be a press conference in a few days with the election results.
Opinion polls show that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's state of law is in the lead. However, members of the party have told us they will not get the 50% of the votes needed to form their own government. So they've already begun the work of negotiating with different parties in order to form the new government. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.